Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How's it going?
It's going good. How's it going with you?
Oh, good. I'm really excited to touch down tomorrow, to land and go start getting ready for the dance and bring my best to Valentine's Day in Vegas.
Is this your only Valentine's Day plans?
Obviously, while in Vegas, I'm going to do a couple other things. I'm definitely going to get some birthdays to celebrate with some people coming to support me. But I'm going to go out for drinks every night and, you know, have the best Wagyu steak I can possibly imagine. And Vegas it just always blows my mind. So I'm going to be there for a great time. From the time I wake up to the time I go to sleep, it'll be nothing but fast paced, having fun.
I know. And you have a Valentine this year, don't you?
I sure do, yeah.
I saw that. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, she's the best. She's the sweetest. I love her.
What's her name?
Christina.
I know. I was checking out your Instagram. I saw definitely a lot of PDA, a lot of gorgeous photos of the two of you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. We try.
It's really nice to see you. Like, you know, you look so happy.
I truly am. And I feel like the joy from, like, my personal life is really spreading into, like, just everything. I'm really the happiest I've ever been. And there's a difference in your attitude whenever you're really happy with someone. And I'm trying to do all, you know, hate can really motivate people, but when you can do what you can do with hate, when you have love in your heart and have that kind of, you know, still be motivated with love, you're really a very powerful person. That's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah. It's hard to hold on to hate when you're loved, you know?
That's right. That's right. Yeah. That's right. A lot of people like to go and get their revenge body and, you know, nothing but hate motivates them, but I'm very motivated by love. She makes me want to be a better person, and I'm very happy, the happiest ever.
You know, that's so funny that you say that, because I was going to say, we've seen you go through so much on the Bachelor franchise.
That's right, yep.
And you went through a big public heartbreak, like everything that happened with you and Jenna, you know?
Yes.
Was that revenge body stage, like, still prevalent in your life before you met this amazing girl?
No. I was not seeking any kind of, I had no hate in my heart after that. That scenario was really just more so exhausting than anything. It really hit my spirit a little bit. And I was not trying to come back in any hateful way or anything. I really wasn't. And you can see that by how I handled it publicly.
Yeah.
I'm just really happy to be out of it. I'm just so happy that it's, like, past me now. You know, like, I'm out of it. So happy about that.
I'm so happy for you, because honestly, like, Jordan, I've been a huge fan since day one, since you were on Becca's season.
Oh, thank you. Like, thank you so much.
I think not verbatim, but she definitely described you as, like, there's no one like you. Like, she's like, you will never meet another person like Jordan. And I'm like, how can you not fall in love with this guy?
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, I like to have fun, and I'm true to myself. I give it my all. I'm very passionate. You know, that's where I got the briefcase full of passion from. You know, I like to crack jokes. I like to have a good sense of humor. I'm from Florida, and, like, stuff goes south in Florida real quick, and you just got to have a good outlook on life. You know, you got to have fun and give some people a hard time sometimes. And, you know, you have to make people feel to let them know they're alive, right?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm here to do.
You were on the Bachelor series and Bachelor in Paradise, and, you know, you've also did Dancing with the Stars.
Yep.
So did you think that any of that would lead you to being in Vegas, ripping your shirt off on the Chippendale stage?
You know, it's it's so funny, because everyone used to joke, you know, back in the days with Wilhelmina and being in Miami and really trying to chase the dream. Back in that time, everyone was like, dude, like, just go be a Chippendale. Just go and do it. Go and do it. And I'm like, guys, like, I'm trying to, like, let me go about it my way. And then it led me right to it. But no, I'm super thrilled. I wouldn't want to spend Valentine's Day with anybody else. We're going to have such a memorable, like, entertaining performance. I'm going to bring the energy. I can't wait to MC, host, and perform a dance. We're really going to bring the attitude and the swag, and it is going to be so much fun. We're going to keep the internet talking, and it's going to be incredible. I just can't wait. And especially being in Vegas, there's so much to do, and being as happy as I am, I'm just like, I'm overwhelmed today with happiness, just knowing that this is what it is. And I think that maybe everything has kind of set me up to be with Chippendales. Yeah, I mean, it's very on brand for me in many ways. So I can't wait to get out there and strut myself and have a great time doing it.
It's a perfect fit. Like, is anyone coming to see you? Who's coming? I'm sure people are like, I'm flying in. I need to see this.
Oh, yeah. Several people are flying in. Some Bachelor alum. I'm trying to keep some a secret.
Okay.
So I can share some names with you. We've got Josh Murray coming. We've got Corey Brooks from Big Brother. We've got Kat Dunn from Big Brother coming.
Wow.
We've got Camille. We've got Robbie Hayes. We've got Daniel McGuire. And a couple I'm going to keep a secret because that's going to be a big surprise whenever we all hit the red carpet together. But I've definitely got a lot of support, and I'm so thankful for that. It's going to be so much fun. And we've got a couple birthdays to celebrate, too. So, hey, if you're out at the club and you see some birthday cakes being delivered to a table, you come over and you get yourself a slice, okay?
Just join right in. I feel like we're going to need extra security to keep Robbie from taking his shirt off on stage. I'm sure he's going to try to, like, upstage you or something, you know?
Yeah, we might. Just remind everyone to keep their phones away from him because he will take their phone and throw it in the water, you know? I've seen him get the key, so, yeah, God bless him.
What has training been like for you? Because, I mean, even when we saw you on The Bachelorette, you're still in great shape. Like, you always were in pretty good shape. Have you just kind of amped it up for this Chippendales appearance?
Yeah, definitely. You're going to see me come out and be a little broader. Be a little bigger in the arms, a little bigger in the chest, and a little leaner. I've been really focusing on it and doing that cardio. So
I'm sure your girl's loving it too, huh? She's like, okay.
Yeah, we're having fun with it.
So this is going to be this Valentine's Day weekend. You are Friday night and Saturday night, correct?
Yes, the 14th and the 15th. I'm doing two shows. One at 8:30 and one at 10:30 each night, and it's going to be so much fun.
Perfect, and come out, and a lot of Bachelor alum are coming to support you. And
that's right.
We cannot wait to see you rock the stage.
Oh, it's going to be so much fun, and you never know. Maybe something will take your eye. Maybe something really shiny and gold might pop out of it behind the curtain.
Oh, we might get a gold Spanx appearance.
That's
the
right.
Gold Speedo.
That's right. Yeah, if you're lucky.
I think that's kind of like what started your whole like career, right? It was a pivotal moment for you.
That's for sure what did it. Yeah, Captain Undies. Yeah, that's for sure what did it. What a revolution of like just such an unpredictable chain of occurrences that had just led to like what's going on now. You know,
it was an iconic moment. And if you could go back, what was the thought process when you put on that gold Speedo?
Well, so I went down before in my underwear at the cocktail party. And then that's when Becca, on the next time I saw her, gave me the gold underwear. And she goes, hey, like, I really want you to wear these. Like, I like that you can have fun. And you're like the only thing keeping me laughing right now. And so I like to have fun. Like, who doesn't, right? And dating should be fun. So that's what happened. She asked me to wear them. And I was like, that's all I need to hear. You know, and next thing you know, I'm bending over on national television and it becomes a gift. So yeah, that's my story.
Did your, like, what do your boys back home say? Like, were they like, Jordan? Or was it like, no, that's Jordan?
Yeah, 100%. They're like, this dude really did not do anything different. Wow, he just totally, like, he's just an amplified version of himself a little bit. Because, like, obviously, you see these clips and bits, and it's a lot at once. But it really is. It makes it seem kind of amplified. I'm actually a pretty chill cat. But, they were definitely like, dude, that's my boy. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, look, some people are just meant to be a star, Jordan, you know?
Oh, stop it.
Always how I felt about you. I was just like, oh my gosh, I love this person.
Thank you.
If you could kind of like look back on your time, what is like your favorite moment? What are your favorite memories to look back on?
Ooh, my favorite moments. You know, there was a lot of fun behind the scenes with the guys in The Bachelorette. I'm going to say my favorite moment, though, was definitely like the 2-on-1 riding back in the Jeep with Becca, knowing that like David and I are cool now, but knowing that I sent David home and riding back and being in Vegas, it was the best. Like going for that Jeep ride was the best ride of my life. It was really hilly and fun and we were both laughing. And yeah, I got sent home like, you know, a few hours later, but that was really a great memory for me to like be through the drama with David and like, you know, and then going on Paradise, you know, like hitting that beach, you know, that's, I always have very fond memories of that. Anytime I think of paradise, it's always a smile comes right to my face. There's so much fun with it. I think that the moment where I was laughing with Joe about like Leo and Kendall's date, I think that was a real highlight for me. Like, you know, just,
when you were like, imagine you were like narrating the whole thing.
Right. Yeah. Just seeing a true friendship happen like that, you know, and knowing that there's like, there are friendships built out of this, and like, it is fun and it's a really awesome experience, and it's not necessarily for everyone. And especially for those that go to try to use it as a platform, because like, if you're going to go on and try to have a platform, you're just going to end up painting a target on your back, and then like producers are going to know, and you're probably going to ruin your own life. But I mean, like, you know, we see like the girls on here, some of them are running fan accounts for themselves. Some of them are, you know, dating, you know, musicians and then trying to go on the show to socially climb and all this other stuff. So I'm not really that person. I went on and like, it was very simple for me. You know, I was single and I went on and I dated, you know, on the show, and you just don't get a lot of time. It didn't work out in the first one, and then it didn't work out in the second one, and then it didn't work out in the third one. And then finally it was, it worked out in real life. So
yeah, I was going to say. And,
I'm just a lovable golden retriever, so take me to the beach and throw me a frisbee.
With the gold undies to match.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah. They're, in fact, actually, Christina walked in last night, and she had them on. And there's like a place for your junk to go in the front, and it kind of like protrudes and sticks out.
It's all baggy.
It was like the hottest and also like weird thing that I've ever seen in my life. She just like popped into the room. She's like, "Hey," and I was like, "Whoa! All right, I was not ready for that."
Yeah, that's a tip, ladies. Yeah. Try that for your man on Valentine's Day. See how that works.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun. Yeah, it's a good time.
Yeah, come by, Jordan. I'm gonna see you for a little bit on the red carpet Friday. I'm coming to show. Awesome. I am so excited. I love being at Chippendales every time. You know, like
it's a good time.
It's hard work, but someone's got to do it, right? Like someone's got to go and be an audience.
Hey, I'll clock in. I'll clock in Vegas anytime.
And he's gonna be here February 14th for Valentine's Day and the 15th.
Yep.
For tickets, Chippendales.com.
Yeah, you can visit Chippendales website, and right there at the top you can book tickets, and you know, make sure you buy a ticket for your friend too if you're booking tickets, guys.
Yeah, and then if you need to, there's Chippendales underwears. You can buy some for your man when you go home for Valentine's Day.
They're actually very comfy. The Chippendales briefs are very, very comfortable, guys. So, and their tanks are great too. And it's funny, like, I wore my tank yesterday going to get groceries, and everyone's looking at me like, what? Like, who is this? Who is this blue-eyed guy with the beard and the chest out with a Chippendale tank? Like, what's this guy got going on, you know?
Never.
And then someone yells out, "That's the guy from The Bachelor." And I'm like, oh, boy, it's secret's out.
You're like, here we go.
Yeah.
Awesome. But, and then where?
Yeah, it's good. Yep.
And then where can people follow you?
Guys, my social media is the same across the board. JORDAN_KIMBALL, the home of the pensive gentleman. You can give that a follow and truly be inspired or get a good laugh anytime you want.
Yeah, never easy on the eyes, your pictures, Jordan.
Oh, thanks.
Awesome. Well, I cannot wait to see you. I hope you have so much fun. I'm so happy for you. And it's so good to see you. You're kind of like glowing right now. I love it.
Oh, yeah. Well, you should see me. I'm in South Florida, and the sun's just touching my face, you know, the cheekbones. Just right. So I actually am glowing.
Literally glowing. Well, thank you so much, Jordan.
Oh, thank you so much, Nydia. I'll see you at the show.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.